Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Good
morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ABM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastor, Apostle Temple, and the First Lady, Leticia Spencer, to all the ministers, the evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, to the evangelism team, to the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, you, our men, ADL frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, South Africa, Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that look in Martin Luther. Oh, yes, he did. On this morning, as we bow down before the throne of God, giving him the honor, the glory, and the thanks. And you see, as we look around, is missing. Nothing is broken. But everything is fitly and jointly into place on this morning. As we bow before the great throne of Almighty God, oh, Lord, hallelujah, reminiscing on all that he witnessed, that he does for us, each and every day. For we give him the glory and the honor because of who he is. On this morning, we thankful Thursday morning, where we can roll out our bed, go down on our knees, and tell God, thank you for everything on this morning. What do you think about that, saints? Isn't that a good place to be? Down on our knees, giving God the glory and the thanks for all of his mighty acts towards all of the sons and the daughters of Almighty God. Oh, yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Who can God but me? Yes, that the angels are before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God you serve on this new day, this new morning in his kingdom that he prepared for you and for me, oh glory. So, let's turn it all around, because it's 2019. Oh glory. Hallelujah. How we thank him. How we praise him. How we glorify and magnify him. Because of who he is. Our God, our Savior, our Lord, oh yes, our Father, Oh, yes. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In him, we have everything. Oh, bless his holy name on this morning. So as we come down before the throne of God, bringing all of our troubles, all of our tribulations, all of our trials in the name of Jesus, to lay them down at his feet. Glory, hallelujah, that we know that he will fix every last one of them on this morning. For God is a good God. And he is a great God on this morning. So this morning, as we come, for God to turn everything over, set everything straight, put us in alignment, position us in this new year and new time and new day. Oh, glory. We praise him. We honor him. We glorify his holy name on this morning because of who he is. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, bless his holy name. And as we come this morning in a corporate prayer unto God our Father, we thank God right now for everything, and we praise him that as he come into the situation this morning, that everything will be glorified and magnified through him on this moon. Oh, yes. And we pray right now for every leader, every teacher, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord God would envelop and fill them with his word to give unto these people, his children, born today, in the name of Jesus. So those that are unsaved, that he will save. Those that are saved, that he will bless and continue to put his soul in him in newness on today. We pray for all of our children in the name of Jesus, that God will bless them and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger as they go out to school on this moment. Protect them on the bus, on the highways, in the Bible, in the schools. Have your angels stand guard before them and over them, Lord Jesus, on today. And on today, Lord God, on today, somebody needs you, Lord God, in the pardoning of their sin. So, Lord, cleanse them. Make them whole. Save them today. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And God, as we pray this corporate prayer, Lord God, that you go out internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord God. And let your will be done in the earth.
Yes, Lord.
On today. So now, Lord,
amen.
We're pulling everything over right now. Our own Mother Jackson is going to come and finish our corporate. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you this morning, Pastor Smith. First of all, I give Jesus Christ who's the honor of my life and the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every mother, and to every member of ADM. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, unless we know how, God. Just thanking you, God, for another brand new day, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for allowing us to see this day in the name of Jesus. God, we realize, God, somebody didn't make it this morning. So since you breathed down on us this morning and breathed life into our bodies and gave us another opportunity to praise you, God, we want to just glorify your name this morning like never before, God. We thank you how you have took care of all last night and up to this point, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. Because of your love and your kindness, God, this morning, God, I ask that you touch every internet, God, every telephone, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, God, that you touch somebody's heart of old shake, God, hard in the name of Jesus, God. Create enough a clean heart this morning, God. And renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning, God. We can't help but to magnify you, God, because you are so worthy to be praised, God. We lift up every man of God and every woman of God this morning, God. Let them step on the wall without coming down, God. Let them continue to cry out to your truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us sit at your table, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and continue to eat. God, about Sunday, eat your spiritual food in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for about sitting up being a teacher, God, as we being a student, God, receiving your word like never before. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your salvation, God. We thank you for your keeping power this morning in the name of Jesus. God, how we thank you, Lord. We lift up every youth that it is once more in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead them and to guide them, God. Thank you for saving them at a young age, God. Filling them with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every male vessel that it is this morning, God. I ask that you have your way in our life, God. I pray, God, to save, deliver, and set the captive free, God, and fill them with your Holy Spirit, God, that they will, that you will lead them and to guide them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need to be called by Sunday. Oh, God, I ask you this morning, out of my Sunday, put fire in their feet. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, that they will run and overcome that and over. Obey you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will kneel down, huh? And that they will save you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your God. Thank you for drawing them near to you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, give them a mind that want to serve you only in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give them a mind, God, about Sunday, that want to do your perfect will in the name of Jesus. And I'm okay, God, we thank you this morning. Let your perfect will be done, God. Not ours, but your perfect will, God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. Have your way, God. Come in, Mike, Lord Sunday, and have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us this morning, God. So we thank you for your strength, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for a mind, God, that want to live for you only, Lord Sunday, that want to obey your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning I ask that you go into the hospital, little boy, God, in the middle and the church, God, little boy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you touch minds everywhere this morning, God. Give us a new mind in you, God. Take the old, little boy, away, God, and bring in the new mind that we can think like you, God, that we can live like you, God, little boy, God. Wow, like you, in the name of Jesus, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, I ask that you touch every elderly person this morning, God. Continue to take care of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'll say, God. Oh, God, thank you this morning for what you are doing, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Give us a mind to want to praise you, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'll say, God. We thank you, God. Let us praise you in advance, God, for what you are doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. We realize, God, the battle's already won. In the name of Jesus this morning, let us cry out this morning. Hallelujah. How about that? Hallelujah. Anyhow, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, just praise God in advance. Praise Him, God, about Sunday. Praise Him for your deliverance. Praise Him for a maywick out of nowhere. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because we realize you have been a doctor to some of us, God. You have been a lawyer in the courtroom, God, about Sunday. You have been a friend indeed to somebody in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, that we all begin to rise to the most shape and give you the glory this morning, God. Oh, God, I ask that you shake us like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you this morning for the shaking and the making, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us cry out this morning. The ones that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, walk into your victory. Walk into the right side now. Just walk, huh? And know that God is with you. He said he'll never leave us, oh, but and that never forsake us, God. We thank you this morning, God, with a praise upon our lips, oh, the most shake, God, and a melody in our heart. We thank you, God. Thank you for your travel and mercy. In the name of Jesus, God, just thank you, God. Oh, God, continue to walk with us, God. Talk with God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, let somebody know that you are always been there with them. When they saw that, nobody was with them. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, let them know how you have carried some of us, God, and then realize how that you was carrying us, how we got that. Oh, but it was you all the time, God. You was somebody food on the table. We didn't have anything, but a knock came at the door about tonight. Oh, it was you, God, that brought the deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for a brand new day, God, that we never seen before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, about tonight, that your angels speak about tonight. Oh, shield and protected us, God. All in our home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all things in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Let us begin to look to the hills this morning, which coming out here. Let us realize all our help coming from Jesus Christ this morning. Not from ourselves, but it came from Christ himself. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for all things, God. We lift up our all natural children to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your guidance. Your guidance, God, we thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you order our footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning. Everywhere, all over the world, God, of our standard. We ask you that you begin to touch bodies. How about standard of heart? Oh, touch the bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, by your strength, I speak into the atmosphere over and over, God. By your stripes, we are healed. And let us continue to stand on your word. Let us continue to know. Say the most say that you are the healer in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We ask that you walk these streets of the most, God. Walk them, God, like never before. Thank you, God, say the most say that for saving the drug dealer of our side. Thank you, Lord, for saving the one that deals the drugs, God. The one that used to do us out of our side. Oh, God, I thank you for touching the prostitutes this morning, God. The pimps in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for audible, God, even touching the gangs out of our side. Oh, turn them around, God, in the name of Jesus. Audible, God, begin to shake them, God. Let them know, God. Audible, God, it's time to call on the name of Jesus today, God. It's time to call on your name, God. It is power in the name of Jesus. Audible, God, this morning, God. It is delivering in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Somebody that loved us, he come on Sunday when we didn't love ourselves. Somebody that took care of us, God, when Daniel was all around us and we didn't even realize, God, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And about Sunday. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, for saving us and talking about Sunday and filling us with your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve this morning. What a mighty God we serve. Just one touch from Jesus Christ makes the difference, heart of our side, God. Oh, somebody that loves you, God, more than anything in the world. Somebody needs to rise up this morning out of their bed and shake themselves and the word is there, say thank you. Thank you, Lord, about shit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, now, let's lift up every marriage, Saturday, yesterday, God. Let them come, Lord, about heart. Let you be the center in our marriage, God. Let you be the center of our connection. Let you guide us and lead us, God. In the name of Jesus, of our connection this morning, God, we thank you this morning. Thank you for being in the center of the marriage, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let marriage begin to go, kneel down together and begin to pray like never before. I pray, God, peace in our home, God. In the name of Jesus, of our son, I speak love in our home. In the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning of Okanda. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah this morning. Honorable yes. God. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, God, for everything.
Today,
Kanda.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. This right, this corporate prayer, and bless
Jesus.
And move. And turn around.
Hey,
and
glory to God.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
International.
Yes, we say, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing that we can do without you. Oh,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
And we can do all
yes,
things
Lord.
To Christ Jesus that strengthens
yes,
us.
Lord.
We move hallelujah. Right now in the atmosphere. From the north, south, east, and the west. Let
yes,
your will
Lord.
Be done. Holy Spirit of the
yes, Lord.
God,
yes,
as you
Lord.
Pour out your anointing upon us, wherever we
yes,
are.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we say, well, your way. And Lord
yes,
Jesus, we thank you for being Lord, Savior, and Deliverer.
Yes.
We thank you for
Lord,
being
Lord.
Here. We thank you for miracles, man.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hey, yes,
thank
Lord.
Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
that you do that each and every day.
Yes, Lord.
For each and every one of us. And yes,
yes, Lord.
It's the mother queen. What a mighty, 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 mighty good God that we serve
yes.
one today.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you and we pray. We honor you and we worship you, Lord Jesus, because of you are. On today. Now take us a little higher than you, Lord Jesus. Take us a little deeper than you, Lord Jesus. Stir up your goodness, stir up your greatness, and your grace and your mercy here sufficient for the day, Lord Jesus. So we say, have your way. So come in the midst.
Amen.
Put full control. And everything, Lord God,
yes.
will work for you to do. According to those that are called by you, it's just the name of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. We're going to move on. The next voice that you will hear will be our own Deacon Joe Jackson. And after that, will be our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Deacon Joe, you got the wheel.
Good morning, Pastor Smith.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who is my higher power. I'd like to give thanks to my wife, Mother Jackson. I'd like to say thank you to Apostle Smith, and then Apostle Temple, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. I'd like to give thanks to you, Pastor Smith, and Pastor Barbara Smith. I'd like to give thanks to all who make the ADL ministry. I'll be coming from Psalm 17. 1-7. Hear just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence, let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have proposed that my mouth would not transgress with regret to the works of man by the word of your lips. I have avoided the way of the violence. I made steps. My steps have held fast to your path. My feet have not slipped. I called upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear tonight to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior, those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Hear my prayer, God. Behold, you've tested me, and my heart is pure. You come by night in my dreams. There is no transgression. The path of violence is no longer with me. My footsteps are held fast, and they will not slip. Incline your ears to my words. Your wondrous steadfast love, O Savior mine. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for our very own Deacon Joe with that beautiful scripture. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you, families and friends, and we bless each and every one of you. You know it's always a blessing, my God, to come to the table and commune with each and every one of you. You know, it's always a blessing. It's always awesome. It's crazy with him. He is worthy to be praised, my God Almighty. Saints of God, I give honor to the Spirit of Christ who are also head of my life. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And I send a special shout out to my own wife, First Lady. Amen. And I just thank God for you all. It is worth, you know, God is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. And we just lift him up. We thank him. No matter what we engage or no matter what we, my God, endure, we just still got to hold on. Amen. Must because that revelation that we just got to hold on and keep pressing. Amen. Everything going to be all right. Everything will be all right. So we just thank God for what he is doing and the things that he is making a way of and how he's preparing a way and just working things out. It is a always a blessing, my God, for what God is doing and how God is doing. Amen. And I just thank God once again for what he is doing. Saints of God, I just feel the Spirit of the Lord. And I just want to, some of you, I want to pray for you this morning. Amen. And I just tell you right now, if that's you, my God, and I know it's many of you, to use prayer, need prayer, I want you to press 1 on your phone. Amen. And some part of the broadcast, I'm going to get right to you. Amen. So you get ready to just stay alert, stay attentive. You just press 1 on your phone. We want to pray for you. I want to encourage you, amen, to keep going, to keep pushing, because you're going to have to. Amen. I see you, caller. You just stay right there, amen. And I want to keep encouraging you all. I want to push you all, amen. I want to just motivate somebody, amen. I don't know. The Holy Ghost might got a word for somebody this morning, amen. But nevertheless, I want to pray for some of you, my God, so you don't want to miss out on opportunity where some of you are going to get prayer. It's not an everyday thing that we do. Amen. It's just when the Spirit of the Lord moves us. So you don't want to miss out. You go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Turn your phones off or mute. You don't have to put it on mute. We already automatically do it. We'll turn you on and turn you off. Amen. But I want to make sure that you get prayer this morning. Amen. And just go ahead and give God, speak a word. We'll speak a word of encouragement in your life. Amen. Listen, saints of God, I just want to talk to you for a second. My God Almighty, and I have to talk to you for a second. I just thank God for what he is doing, how he is doing it, because God is worthy to be praised. And I know that many of you could agree with that, that God is worthy to be praised. Amen. I know you could agree with that. Amen. Because God is worthy to be praised. You know what, saints of God? It is your time. It is your season. And I know that many of you right now, my God Almighty, you're going through a little time. You're going through a little trouble. But guess what? This all on God's schedule timing. And you're probably saying, Pastor, how it is out on God's schedule timing? You know, before outpouring happens, before the rain comes in, it always causes an unbalance in the air. It causes an unbalance in the altitude. Sometimes it depends on the extent of the unbalance. My God, even aircraft or planes cannot get up and fly in it, or they cannot give no coordinates to that destination. So sometimes they have to stay where? They have to stay in a safe place. Safe place to what? To where a storm might be able to pass. Amen. And I know that some of you, my God, you feel like you're not elevating right now. You feel like that I should be having a better kickoff than what I'm feeling right now. But I'm telling you right now, everything is to God's planning. Everything is to God's will. And sometimes God got to hide you and push you to the side and cover you, even though you probably want to go here, or even though, my God, you probably have a time frame and say, you know what, I should have this, I should have that, I want to be here. But sometimes we got to have the plane to stay right there in the secret place. Why? Because it's a storm of unbalanced air, amen, that will cause some serious turbulence, if not shoot you up out of the air. So sometimes you have to stay where? In the secret place of the Most High. You have to stay in the secret place. So it's a time to watch this, to go there in the secret place of the Most High, and it's a time to for you to keep soaring. But you got to understand when these timings are, because if you fight against these timings, or you decide to do what you want to do, amen, you're going to hit some unbalanced air, and unbalanced air going to cause some turbulence, if not some major turbulence in your life, inside of you. Amen. Well, God have not chose it to be so. Understand the process of God. See, what happened is, saints of God, many of us have been raised up in the gospel Christian world, amen, with where we feel as though that what we go through is bad, difficult, and different things like that, where we are not hearing the Spirit of God, or we are not discerning the atmosphere of what's going on. That's the place to where we have to learn kingdom. We got to understand the kingdom. The Lord spoke to me, my God, a couple of days ago. He said, many people, my God, they came and believed in me through man. Man believed in me. Amen. They went up and they accepted me as their personal savior, but they accepted me through, watch this, the tradition, or through the method, watch this, of man. Amen. Because they confess, my God, after man, but they have not accepted me as in the kingdom. So what happened is, now we discern things, watch this, natural, trying to interpret them spiritual. We don't discern what the Spirit is doing first, my God Almighty, and realize and to get the understanding where? Naturally. So we discern things, watch this, natural first, then we are trying to, my God, interpret what the Spirit is doing. No, you got to understand something. Everything happens, it happens in the Spirit. When you place in the Spirit, you place in the kingdom, you'll begin to
detect or discern, my God, or see what the Spirit is, my God, what the Spirit is doing. The Bible says, he that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit, watch this, is saying to who? To the church. So in other words, the spirit realm, the heavens is talking. My God Almighty, don't you hear? When a storm comes, the storm begins to bring thunder. The atmosphere begins to what? It begins to talk. But one thing about this thunder or this atmosphere talking is trying to say something to you. You hear me? It's trying to get something to you. Amen. But you won't never, my God, this year, my God, dismount of that if we're going to stay in the same tradition, amen, as men. You got to understand, if you have not transitioned your perception, you have not transitioned your thoughts, you have not transitioned your mindset into a place of the kingdom or into a place of the Spirit, amen, you'll keep, my God, interpreting or going through things, my God, the wrong way. Amen. That's why God asked us, tell us to make sure that our minds are renewed, because we have to renew our mind, because we are natural individuals or natural beings. We'll begin to pick up more, a lot of natural ways. We'll begin to interpret natural things. We'll be to have a lot of natural concepts. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that, but we got to live. But if I'm going to represent and live spiritual, that means I need to learn spiritual. If I begin to speak to the atmosphere or walk into my prayer, release things in the atmosphere, that means I need to make sure that I am walking where? Spiritual. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. So before an outpouring happens or before the rain comes in, the atmosphere always becomes unstable. The atmosphere always becomes rocky. If you got any unstableness going on in your life right now, I'm going to tell you why. You're right on time, because at the end of the day, God got an outpouring. You're going to get ready to go in the season where everything that you sold, you're going to reap. Everything that you put out, you're going to get ready to get back. You got to understand, my God Almighty, how the system works. You got to watch this. My God Almighty, the water system, it works like this here. You got water that evaporates and go into the atmosphere. It evaporates, go into the atmosphere. And once it evaporates, go into the atmosphere, my God, it does this thing to where it gathers up a lot of moisture. Then it releases a release. It got a release. And the release is the rain. Y'all hear me? But what happened is the evaporation or the water done evaporate and went up. Many of you have been you up under the gun. Y'all hear me? But where things is in your life, it feels like it's hot. It feels like, my God Almighty, the temperature is turning up. The reason why you're going through an evaporation stage, because everything, something in this stage here, something needs to be off of you. Something needs to come off of you. That's why you got to get the Spirit. Once you understand the Spirit, you won't look at your issues. You won't look at your circumstances. You won't look at things around you as the same way. You won't look at yourself like you're a failure. You won't look at things, by God Almighty, like here we go again. You will understand that you're going through a evaporation state. And in that evaporation state, something got to loose off of you. Something got to come off of you. You better hear me. Something's going to come off of you. Why? Because you got to get ready for the outpouring. You got to get ready for the release. And yes, it's going to be unstable air. It's going to be turbulent. So in other words, you're going to get bad news. You're going to have things going to come at you. You're going to, get my God, go through some turbulence. You're going to go through little this and little that. My God. And what the enemies will try to do, he will try to let you know and put it in your mind that you are not moving. You are not going nowhere. You're just going backwards. You're not going forward, but my Bible tells me that I better look towards the hills whence cometh my help. Is anybody looking towards the hills this morning, that which cometh your help? You better get ready for the outpouring. You got to understand, the bigger the outpouring, the more of the unstable air that you're going to experience, the more thunder you're going to experience, the more rumbling you're going to experience. It's going to be times to where you cannot get off in the spirit realm, because God want to keep you covered in the secret place until the storm pass. Your destination might say over here, but the air is too rough, a storm trying to make its way. You are not going to be able to take off, but through all things, you got to give who? Things unto what? Unto the Lord. Amen. Interpreting the atmosphere. Y'all better hear me. You have to learn how to interpret the spiritual atmosphere. And when you begin to interpret the spiritual atmosphere, you won't be rocked. You won't be shaken side to side. You become, my God, a spiritual, my God. You become a spiritual weather reporter, because you know that that might be a storm, but that's a storm for what I've been asking God for. That's my blessing that is coming to me with my name on it. The Bible says he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out of the blessing. And when the pouring comes up, the thunder in the atmosphere going to get a little unstable. But if I can hold out and let the Lord fight my battle, the songwriter say, victory shall be mine. My God Almighty, victory is yours. Victory going to be yours. You have the victory. My God Almighty, you have the victory. Hallelujah. I felt that one, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm going to God begin to give me instructions, and I'm going to get into the spirit realm, a lot of the atmosphere. Because God said, when people made a covenant vow with me, I want you to hear this. God said, son, when they made a covenant vow with me, they did not understand what they was making, and they did not understand what they was coming into. They covenant vow to was consistent of tradition. He says some even came through the covenant vow because they were just tired and sick and tired of the things that they was going through life. They came in out. They came, my God, and believed in me and accepted me as their personal Savior, but they accepted me in a time of distress. They accepted me when they was going through a lot of things in their life, and they just wanted their situation to be better. And they feel as though if they could turn around and just accept the meaning through the tradition quotation of men, that everything is going to be all right. Now they finding themselves into a place to where they get disappointed. They're disappointed by the spirit realm. They're disappointed by me. Their beliefs are being shaken. They feel as though what they thought would work, it will work, because they get trapped into people's testimony, but they don't understand the story behind the testimony. They don't understand the process behind the testimony. They did not understand the pain and agony behind the testimony. Many of you listening right now, especially my sons and daughters, brothers and sisters all over the world, we need to go and reevaluate our salvation. We need to go and reevaluate, my God Almighty, where we at in the kingdom. Are we, our salvation is still connected and tied to man, and we're trying to bring that process into the spirit realm? Or we disconnected from the process, and we already, salvation really do believe into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not something because I'm in distress. It's not something because I'm in a place of hurt. I'm in a place of mourning. I'm in a place of in my emotion. Do you know that the way we came then and the way you accepted him, that's the way you always continue to go back? Many people accepted him in a place of in the valley, in a place of in the midst. And they accepted him through the tradition and the quotation of men, when men say, do you accept him as your personal Savior? And if you say yes, and you, my God, you confess, my God Almighty, you repent of your sins and you confess, now the Lord don't came into you, but you really did not have an experience. True acceptance is come from experience with God. That's why many of us, we go backwards other than going forward. That's why many of us, my God Almighty, we have spiritual relapse when we try to do better. Because true change is going to come from the Spirit of the Lord. All God needs you is your mind is made up. But true change, I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty, to this morning, I feel deliverance in the air. True change is going to come from the Spirit of the living God. And once we begin to come into the kingdom and begin to come into the Spirit of God, that's what Jesus was talking about. You must be born again. True change, true deliverance, true repentance, true acceptance, it comes through the Spirit of God. It comes from the experience of God. If not, we're going to constantly interpret the earthly things and not the spiritual things first. And every time you, my God, begin to discern the earthly things, you're going to have a mistake every time. But once you begin to understand what the Spirit is doing, because why? My God, when you come into Christ, you become a new creature. You become, my God, the spiritual part. You become part of the kingdom. I feel the Holy Ghost. You become part of the kingdom. And many of you, when you become part of the kingdom, you need to understand how your father house works and how your father house runs. You're no longer on the world system. You are longer on the spiritual system, the spiritual timing, the spiritual discernment of the atmosphere, what's going on. That's why it's very important, my God Almighty, that you get with men and women of God that is truly called and sent by God. My God Almighty, because I understand that we read the Bible and we understand Scripture, but I need to know the spiritual assets. I need to understand the spiritual thing, because the Scripture already covered my natural wall. The Scripture already said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these other things will be added. It's already took care of, my God Almighty, my natural asset. Now I need to learn my spiritual asset, because my spiritual, my natural asset is contingent upon my things in the spirit that we give a release. Now I can have dominion. Now I can operate in authority. Now I can begin to speak those things. You know, that, my God, I'm not worthy. Amen. I can begin to release in the atmosphere. Now I can walk in true holiness. I can walk in true deliverance. Now I don't need nobody to tell me that I need to get up and pray, get up and worship, get up and see it. Because when a true experience comes, I cannot live without it. You cannot live without it. Father God, before I begin to pray for people, begin to pray for souls. So if you need, my God, you need to press one, you go ahead and press one. My God, I'm a, my God, before I pray, God, I pray that we will come in this time, and while we're at the beginning of this time, we'll come into true salvation. So our salvation that is not continuous with man. Salvation that is not in a tradition with man. Salvation is not the salvation that I came to because I needed a way out of my situation. I need a way out of trouble. I need a way out because I'm sick and tired of going through debt. I'm sick and tired of going through my bill. A way out, God. But I'm talking about that true salvation, that if I'm not in the church, I still answer the call. If I'm not in, my God, a revival, I still answer the call, regardless if there's something tugging me in my bathroom. I feel the Holy Ghost. If there's something tugging on me in my car, in my living room, but that's true salvation, where heaven is responding to the earth, and I am the earth that the heavens is trying to pull up. True salvation. For we can begin to learn the things of the Spirit, because if I'm going to represent and believe and I'm going to pray and ask for things in the Spirit, regardless if it's spiritual release or supernatural, I need to understand the things that happen in the Spirit. Take off our shells, take off the scales off our eyes, but we can begin to see and interpret the things. There it is in the Spirit realm. I give God the glory, and we give him the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. My God, 1256. God bless you. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. Amen. If your phone is on mute, please take your phone off of mute, please. Amen. Amen. God bless that caller. Amen. saints of God, we got to begin to do so we can keep going higher. Because when we begin to understand the things in the spirit, we begin to understand that it's nothing that I'm going through is bad. Maybe what I'm going through, because the heaven is getting ready to release. The heaven is getting ready to pour out. Man did not construct the season, winter, summer, fall, and spring. Man don't give life, my God, a body. Man doesn't have that power. So therefore, in the winter, things look like it's dead. Then here comes the spring, things begin to blossom again. Man do not structure the season. The season comes from our Father. In the beginning, when he created the heaven and the earth. So if I want to learn how my season and how to get a release from my season, I need to learn it from you, from my Father. I need to understand the kingdom. That way, you will not have no breakdowns this year. You will not go about the same old thing this year. Everything about you going to begin to change. That way, you're going to begin to walk in faith like you never walked before. Because you have, my God, a knowing that it's going to happen in the spirit. Many of us make decisions naturally because we are not trusting the decisions that has been made spiritually. So we lean more to the natural ability within us than the spiritual ability, what we cannot see. The Bible says, trust in him. When you trust in him, he's going to renew and he's going to make everything all right. Trust in him, saints of God. And I know that the natural ability, my God Almighty, you want to do things. You want to take actions in your own hands. You want to, my God, do all this and do that. But the Bible says, a good man steps are ordered, not by themselves, not by their will, but it's ordered by the Lord. I pray this morning that many of you got something that you can hold on to, and you got something where you could begin to put the work in. You just don't get up in the morning to pray because you just feel like it. That's individuals still operating their salvation from the natural perspective, not from the spirit. When you begin to operate from the spirit perspective, you cannot live without prayer. You cannot live without being in the spirit realm. My God, nobody don't have to pray for me to withstand for the things that is ungodly, because I cannot engage in good. Why? I spend my time in the spirit realm. Because something is not right. Calls are unbalanced. And when that unbalanced calls, you just want to get it together. I challenge each and every one of you this morning. I challenge you, my God, for international all the way over to the United States of America, that you'll begin to understand and you begin to learn how to interpret the spirit. And you won't begin to understand, interpret the natural as if it's natural disappointment. But you'll understand that the heavens got to give contraction. Because my blessing is not lied up in man, where it could be, because the Bible said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? If you don't walk by that principle, your blessing is lined up in the heavens and it's lined up in God. So I need to understand the system of God. My God, if you're not busy this Sunday, I want you to come and commune with us, because I'm going to begin to tap into the covenant. I'm going to begin to show you. I'm going to begin to let you see the inside of heaven, and you're going to reign like never before. I know it's your time. I know it's your season. I know it's ready for God. My God, God is ready to do a new thing. But one thing I do want you to know, that this is no longer more talk, or you go year after year, month after month, believing in something that you have not seen the manifestation. This is the year of manifestation. My God Almighty, you need to look in yourself in the mirror and say, I got to work it. But the plan that you got to work, it got to make sure it lines up with the plan in heaven. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Spirit of the living God this morning. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be many testimonies this year, healing, deliverance, financials, the change, life don't change. I'm telling you right now, many of you, you're going to go through the storm like it ain't nothing because you'll understand what the heavens is doing. You'll understand what the Spirit of God is giving contraction to. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go, my God Almighty. You will never, you'll always have interference in your life if you keep doing things that is not in the will of God. When you do that, it becomes a blocker. You know how you pray, you have your faith, you believe in God for something comes in. Why? Because I've been out of the will of God. If you're going to learn this principle that I'm getting ready, that the Holy Ghost is going to lead me to get ready to teach, you're going to have to live a righteous life. That's all it's going to work for, individual living a rightful life. Because when you live a righteous life, you can put a demand on it. You can sit back and cross your legs because there ain't nothing but good is going to happen to you. But if you don't live it, you'll have that blocker. You'll always have doubt, and you'll always try to take matters in your own hands because you know that your spiritual life or your walk with God is not up to par. I pray that we don't go no further in this year without you changing, without you making a turn, without you turning around for the better.